Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Gimel in Maseches Brachos, the 62nd daf in Shas. It is Sukkot time. I apologize that, and in a way I don't apologize as well, that this recording has Avira d'Eretz Yisrael, the sounds of the ear of Eretz Yisrael right now. I'm recording this outside on a beautiful day, a few days before Sukkot, and of course there will be noise of the sounds of people making their sukkahs. We begin seven lines from the top, picking up from the Mishnah that discusses the conclusions of brachos in the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah had said on Nundal Aleph, Kol Chos Meibirch Brachos Hamikdash Hayomrim Ad HaOlam. Rashi there in the Mishnah explains that the bracha that was made is always, there was an addition, Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Va'ad HaOlam, and then, let's say the bracha was Chonein Hadas, then they would say, Baruch Chonein Hadas. And the tzibur would respond, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso La'olam Void. Says the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama, why did they make this change in the brachos of the Migdash? V'fi she'ein onin amen b'migdash, because amen is not said in the Beis HaMigdash. Shenemar continues the Gemara, the Makor is that it says in the Pasuk, in Nechemya, Kumu Baruch Es Hashem L'keichem Min Ha'olam V'ad Ha'olam, come, get up and let us praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, which was part of our girsa of the bracha. Ve'omer v'yivarcho Hashem kivadecho mromam akol bracha u'tehila. Rashi explains that v'yivarcho Hashem kivadecho stands for Baruch Hashem kivod malchusa l'olam v'ad. Amen wouldn't qualify as v'yivarcho Hashem kivadecho, because here, when you say Baruch Hashem kivod, you're mentioning the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachol kol ha'brachos kulon te'lohen tila achas. You might think that every bracha is this way, that every bracha you say Baruch Shem, Tam lomam umiromam al kol bracha utila, al kol bracha ubracha tenlo tehila. The Gemara in the Hava Amina thinks, maybe you should wait till after all the brachas, and then say Baruch Shem kavod. So the Gemara says no, because it says, al kol bracha utila, every single bracha gets its appropriate Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam V'ad. We continue 10 lines into Samach Gimel Amin Aleph. Hiskinu they instituted She Adam Shol B'Shlom Chavero. The Mishnah told us on Nundalad Amin Aleph that a person is supposed to say Shalom to his friend B'Shem in the name of Hashem, and that we see from Boaz. The Gemara, the Mishnah then also quotes another Pasuk, Ve'Omer, and the Pasuk also says the Mishnah, look back in the Mishnah, quotes a pasuk from Shoftim Perek Vav. Vayera alav malach Hashem, vayomer alav Hashem cha, gimar hachoyel. The pasuk in Shoftim describes Gidon encountering a malach, and there the Mishnah tells us that he said to him, Hashem imcha gibor hechoyo. The Mishnah, therefore, I quoted two psukim. Coming back to our Gemara in Samach Gimel Amin Aleph, the Gemara asks, Maiva Omer, why do we need two psukim? V'chitem, and if you're going to say Boaz midaita denavshei kamar, that we need another pasuk because Boaz would have alleged that Boaz was doing on his own and not necessarily with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval. Keep in mind that the Mishnah in the end will say that this is a violation of the usage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's done because of some particular reason of Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Torasecha. So one might have alleged that it's wrong and Boaz had did it on his own. Tashma. So that's why we have the other pasuk, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achoyel. V'chi Teima Malchu Dekamer Leile Gidon. And if you're going to argue, maybe no, maybe there it's different because it was a malach. And the malach was saying this as a shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not giving him a bracha, but rather he was coming to tell him Hashem is with him. Tashma, so on that we have a raya that there's another pasuk. The pasuk initially says, Al tavoz, don't denigrate Boaz, Chazal understand, ki zikna imecha, because he was coming from a tradition, and therefore we can learn a halacha from him. Va'omer, as well as Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Torasecha, according to Rashi, the tradition that Boaz was coming from, ki zikna imecha, that he was coming from Zikna Yisrael, is based on the idea of Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Torasecha, that there are times that Chazal could understand that there is a need for something, even though it seems to be incorrect from the perspective of the Torah, in this case, using the Shem Hashem for a greeting. Tanya, we learn in Brayso, Allah Zaken Amar, B'shasha HaMachnisin. Machnisin means the time that things are being brought in. And that means that the Talmid HaChacham have been brought in and they're not spreading out a lot of Torah. Pazer, spread out the Torah. B'shas ha-mefazrim, at the time that people are spreading out Torah, so then, kanes, then bring it in. Hillel is saying, in other words, the famous expression, b'makom she'inish ishtada liosish in harbatzas Torah. V'mirisa darsha ha-Torah chaviva alav, and if you see that there is a generation that wants to learn more, pazer, spread out the Torah, even if there are already people teaching it, shenemar, as the pasuk says, yesh mefazer v'nosaf, to add Vinosaf O, to add more. Vimrisa Dor Shein Torah Chaviv Olav Kanes, then you have to gather in. In the end, they will end up using the Torah for Bizayon, better than not be spread out at all. Shnemer Esasos Hashem Heferu Torah Secha. This Gemara is reminiscent to the famous line that I tell the Talmidim all the time of our great Mashpia on us to this day, the Kotzke Rebbe, Sechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, who said that the key to life is to carry two ma'amore chazal in your pocket, b'shvili nivra olam v'anochi ofer ve'efer, and to know when to take out b'shvili nivra olam, and to know when to take out anochi ofer ve'efer. This Gemara I use as a justification for someone small like me to be saying the Daf Yomi, that still, despite the fact there are so many greater Talmidei Chachamim doing it, there still is a bikush even for more. So yesh ma mefazer v'noisef oid, as this Gemara describes. Ashrei dorenu shezachinu l'kach, that as much as Torah we spread out, there is a thirst for even more, and probably at our generation is a fulfillment of the pasuk that hine yamim ba'im, that there's going to be a day that is going to be rav ba'aretz lo rav l'lechem v'lo tzama l'mayim kim l'shmo es divrei Hashem. There's a tremendous thirst through so many vehicles of media and through the special kochos of Marbitzei Torah today to spread Torah throughout the world. The Gemara continues, Darsh Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara Darshant. Zolas, if you see things are being sold for cheap, Kvotz Kenemina, buy it up. Ba'aser, the less Givar, where there isn't someone who teaches Torah, Taman have a Givar, there be a person very reminiscent to Mokum Sheinish, Hishtadel Lios Ish. Amar Abaye, Shmamino Ba'aser Disgivar, Tam Lot Avigar. We see from here also that if there's already someone else who's teaching Torah, then there, that's not the place to take a job. Pshita, says the Gemara, says, of course, if there's someone greater than you, answers the Gemara, Lo Nitzkra L'Bashishneim Shavim, if there are two people that are equal, in such a case, defer to someone else. Darvish, who's already there. Darvish Bar Kapar, Ezu Parsha Ketana, Shekol Gufei Torah Tulim, but what is a small parsha where all of the essence of Torah is dependent on it? B'chol Drachecha Deyehu. In all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, you should know him. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'hu Yiyasher Archosecha, and he will straighten out your ways. The Pasuk is telling us that a person should use every part of his human existence to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi learns immediately on the words B'chol Drachecha Deyehu that Bar Kapara was already referring to Rava's idea that we're about to see. Amar Rava filu l'dvar avera, that there are even times that through avera you could come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could that possibly be? So that is, as Rashi explains, like Elio Bar Carmel, that he violated the rules of Bama to create a Kiddush Hashem, that at times a person will even use l'dvar avera as like Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Sarasecha, to be further to me, Mekadesh Shem Shemaim. The parameters of this rule need to be discussed, of course, in greater detail, which goes beyond the scope of the Staf Yomi. Darish Bar Kapar, La'olim Yilam Medodam Espinoi, Umnes Nekiyah V'Kal, a person should teach his son a trade that is clean and easy. Mahi, what's an example of a profession that's easy and clean? Everybody's looking for this, huh? Amar Rav Chisda Machta de Talmi Yusa. It is to weave and to sew straight. It's hard to imagine that one would become a big executive in a high-rise skyscraper with a $5 million bonus with this profession, but nevertheless, it's a Nikia, Omnis Nikia, Vikala, and that's something to keep in mind when training and raising our children. Gemara continues on the first one line. Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Loilam al Yarba Adam Ra'im Besaych Besay. A person should always be careful not to have too many friends in his house. Shenemer Ish Re'im Lehis Ro'eya. The Pasuk Mishlei says that many friends in the end will just cause machlokas. According to Rashi, the explanation behind it is that eventually, if there are too many people around, that will just create conflict. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Al Yimna Adam Apetropis B'sach Beisai, a person should not appoint someone in charge of his house. Shomali Lamina Potifar As Yosef Apetropis B'sach Beisai Laba Laoso Davar. Potiphar's problem started when he brought in Yosef. Not because Yosef was a bad guy, but it had created a Yetzahara for his wife. Three lines into why Tanya Rabbi Yomer Lamin Nisbecha Parshas Nazir Parshas Sota. Why is the Parsha of Nazir next to the Parsha of Sota? This Gemara, of course, is on Sota, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Lamin L'chashol Kol Aroa Sota B'Kukula Yazir Atzmo Min HaYayin. Someone who sees the downfall of the Sota will ultimately want to remove himself from the vice of wine. Amar Chizkiah Brei, the Rebbe Parnach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lam Nisbucha Parshas Sota, Parshas Trumas and Maisers. Also around Parshas Sota is the Parsha of Trumas and Maisers. There are two psukim before the Parsha of the Nazir that refer to the mitzvah of Truma. V'chol Truma l'chol Kachar v'nei Yisrael Perek Hei Pasuk Tes after Shlishi in Parshas Nasa. Why are the two next to each other? To teach you, Kol Sheyesh Trumas Maisus Vein and Nosen the Kohen. Whoever has Trumas Maisus and doesn't give it to the Kohen, Sof Nitzruch Le Kohen Al Yidei Ishto, his wife will come to a chshad of znus, and he will need the Kohen for his wife. Shneimar Vishes Kedoshav Lo Yiyu V'Samach Le Ish Ish Kitiste Ishto. He has to make sure that it actually gets to the Kohen. Ksivan the pasuk also says Vehevio Ishes Ishto. In the end, he's going to be poor, and he's going to need v'ishes kadosha. If he holds onto his kadoshim, lo yiyu, he's going to need meiser. He's going to need himself, the meiser of others. Amar of meiser ani. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak im nasnan. But if he does give truma meiser sof misasher, in the end he's going to become wealthy. Shnemer isha shiten lekoin lo yeh. A person who gives to the coin lo yeh, he will have it. What's that? Lo yeh mamen harbe. He will have a lot of money. Amar vuna brei brachya mishum Rabbi Lozar kfar kol mishatev shem shemayim bitzaro. Someone who joins HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his tsar, he finds a way to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of pain. Koflun lo parnasa, so his parnasa will be doubled. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Iov, v'haya shakai bitzarecha v'chesef toafos l'cha, when shakai is with tzarecha, so then your kesef will be increased. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, parnasa so ma'ofefes lo kitzipar, his parnasa will run after him like a bird flying after something, which is very quick. So here, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani understands this from the kesef toafos, from the word mofefes. The previous Amor Ravuna had understood it, the pasuk of toafos, Rashi explains, from the lashon of doubling. The Gemara continues, Amor Rav Tevi, Amor Rav Yishua, kol merapa atzmo midivrei Torah, ein bo koach lamod biyom tzara. Anybody who weakens himself in Torah will not have koach to stand in the face of tsar. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, hisrapisa biyom tsara tsar kochecha. Amar v'ami bar masna, amar shmo v'afilu mitzvah achas. Even one mitzvah, if he becomes weak on it, then it could be the chas v'chalila, a tsar will overwhelm him. Shenemar, hisrapisa b'chol makom. Amar v'safa rabbi avo, have mishtoi kishiyorid Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Legola. Rav Safra said that Rabbi Avo used to recount that when Chananya, the son of my brother Rabbi Yeshua, went down to Golos, Hayim Aber Shanim v'Kaveh Chadoshim b'Chutzlarts, he would make Iber Shana and be b'Kaveh Chodesh in Chutzlarts, and that was a mistake because we need Eretz Yisrael to be able to have the koach to be able to do this. See the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos that elaborates on this idea about the centrality of Eretz Yisrael for Kiddush HaChodesh in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel. Shagru Achar of Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, they sent after him two Talmidei Chachamim to correct him, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur ben Benoshel Zechariah ben Kabuto, Kimush Ra'aslam Amar Lahim, Lama Basim. He said, why have you come? Amr Leh Limol Torah Banu. Sefer Iyun Yaakov is quoted that he asked him, why did you come to Chutzlarts? What heter? You have an, there is an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is that the Gemara in Ksuba says that to learn Torah one is allowed to. Hichriz Aleihem, Hananya called out about them, he publicized about them. Anashim alol gedolei adorim. These people are gedolei ador. Vavosem shimshu beis hamikdash, and their forefathers served in the beis hamikdash. Kozer sheninu, as described in the Mishnah in on daf yud ches on the beis. Zechariah ben Kabutel Omer harbe pam karasi lefan of the sefer Daniel. Zechariah ben Kabutel, whose grandson had now come to Chutzlarz, was the one who used to teach the Kohen Gadol on the night of Yom Kippur in order that he should not fall asleep. Hischil hu metame vehem metarim. What happened was there began to be a machlokus between Hananya and the grandson Zechariah ben Kabutel, as well as Yosef ben Kifar. He would be metame vehem metarim. Hu oser vehem matirim. He kept on being machmir, and they kept on being meikel. Hichriz aleihem hanashul olu shel shavheim. He said. Then Hananya started publicizing differently. He says these people are empty. Heim shel tohem. Amru lo kfar banisa viata yachol listar. You already built our name, and you said that we're gedolei ator. Kfar gadarta. You already strengthened us viata yachol lifros, and now you cannot break us down. Why is it all the time that you're the machmir? You're always getting the halacha wrong as an onesh for making the mistake of making months and being koveya the calendar in chutzlarts. But Hananya said, I have a precedent. V'aloi Akiva ben Yosef, the great Rabbi Akiva, ha'yim ha'ab v'shoim v'koveya chadosh v'chutzlarz. Amrullah, they said to him, hanach Rabbi Akiva, shelo himiach kemoso v'chutzlarz. Rabbi Akiva was an exception because there was no one like him in Eretz Yisrael. There is a big discussion amongst the Rishonim, what exactly is the heter for a Gadol Hador to be able to do in Chutzlarts. If one needs to be ma'aber the Shana specifically in Eretz Yisrael, even if there's the Gadol Hador in Chutzlarts, what justification does he have? See the Maharsha and the Avnei Nezer in Orach Chaim Siman Shin Yud Aleph. The Maharal is used by the Avnei Nezer. This is a classic piece where the Avnei Nezer and the Derech of Kotzk builds in Lomdos based on the Maharal. Rav Soloveitchik offered a very beautiful approach as well. Bezer Hashem, we will discuss this in the Halacha section of Daf Samech Gimel. Hananya now makes a stark statement. Amalei afanilo enachti kemosi b'chutzarts. Kemosi b'eretz Yisrael. I also didn't leave anybody behind who's on my madrega. And chutzarts needs me because there's no one in my madrega to be able to mekadesh the chodesh. Amrulo, they said to him, you're right. You know what? Hananya wasn't small fish. Gidim shena hinachta nasu tiyashim. A beautiful expression. The young goats that you left once upon a time, you think are not roy, and now have become elder goats. In other words, there are people who have become great there. Bale kronim, as well as with horns. Vehem shigrono etz lecha. And they're the ones who sent us to you to tell you to stop. Vehein amru lanu lechu v'amru lo b'shmenu im shomea muta v'im lav yehe b'nidui. You better listen or you'll be put in nidui. And say to our brothers in Chutzlarts, Im Shomim Mutav Vim Lav, if you listen, great, but you don't follow Hananya, and if not, Yalu Lahara Achya Yivnim Izbeach. You could just as well start building Bamos. And not only that, Hananya Nagin Bikinor Vikapru Kulam. Hananya will be your priest that's going to play on a Kinar Vyomru. And you will say that we don't have nothing to do with Elokei Yisrael. In other words, Hananya is taking you on the path of Avodah Zarah Mamish. Miyad kol om go b'chia, go kol b'chia. The people then began to cry. Amuchas v'shalom yesh lanu chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. V'kol kach lama mishum shenemar ki mitzion teitzei Zarah u'devar Hashem mirushalayim. Torah comes from Eretz Yisrael, comes from Yerushalayim, and Chutz La'aretz, Kiddush HaChodesh has to be dependent on the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Bishlam hu metar v'hei metam l'chumra. Elohu metame v'hei metarim heicha avi. If he had been mitaher, and they had been mitame, so that's one thing that he was. They were being more machmir. Elohu mitame vehem mitare. In the story that happened, hey chavi, how could they do it? Tanya chacham she mitame ein chaver rishon otar. Asar ein chaver rishon lahatir. Kasavri keichad lo nigru bas rei. The Gemara understands that when these talmidei chachamim, the grandson of Zechariah ben Kabutel, as well as Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, disagreed with the psak, it was to create a showdown, and really, they knew that the psak that Hananya had said was correct, but it was to create a showdown in order for them to rectify this terrible mistake of what had transpired as far as Kimitzion Teitzei Soro Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim. We explain the Gemara according to the Marasha. It is quoted in the name of the Chidah, in the Sefer Pesach Einayim, as well as the Ben Yo-Yada, that they learned a different pshat. I went with the Polish pshat. The Gemara in a few places, both in the Yushalmi and the Bavli, describes the yeshiva of Kerem Biyavne. That's what our Gemara will describe, the drushas that were said in the yeshiva of Kerem Biyavne. It seems that in Yavne, a few times in history, there was a very, very important place for Horah and Harbatzas Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos uses the same expression as our Gemara. Tan Rabban kishenichnusu rabosenu lekerem biyavne. When the Rabbanan went to a kerem in Yavne, Rashi learns in Shabbos on Lamed Gimel that kerem refers to a row like vineyards of chachamim sitting in front of a great marbitz Torah who was teaching Torah. The Yerushalmi by us in Brachos Dalid Aleph ascribes that period of time to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as we're familiar with the drama on Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. It also appears in the fourth parak in the Yerushalmi, when Rebbe Gamliel was deposed and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was replaced as the Nasi. Either way, continues our Gemara, Kishenichus Rabbi Selim Karim B'Avna HaYisham, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Elazar ben Noish, Rabbi Yosef HaGili, Paschul Kulam B'Chvod Asanya V'Darshu. They all first thanked the Baal HaBayis who had taken them into his house. Vidarshu, and they gave the following drasha. Paschal Rabbi Yehuda Rosh HaMadarim. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMadarim b'chol makom kvod haTorah. He was always the first one to speak about the importance, about the kavod of Torah. Take a look at Tosis Rabbi Yehuda HaChosin. Vidarshu, and he gave the following drasha. Moshe yikach asol v'natul mechutz l'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu took his oil and placed it outside of the Machaneh, the Torah tells us, after the Avera of the Egel and the punishment that had fallen Klal Yisrael. V'alot v'arm kavuchom ma'aron Hashem shalem mirachok el shnei masim mil amra Torah v'yikom avak shei Hashem yatzal lo moed. The Aron that's placed, the Aron is placed a distance of 12 mil. And if someone goes to it, amra Torah v'yikom avak shei Hashem yatzal lo moed, that if someone goes outside and he goes to the Oel Moed, he describes the Vakesh Shem. Talmidei Chacham shalchem meyir liyir medina lemedina lomal Torah al achas kam v'kama. Certainly, Talmidei Chachamim that go from town to town, city to city, certainly they're considered mevakshei Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda was describing the importance of the Talmidei Chachamim being considered Mevakshei Hashem. I mentioned before the Tosis Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Ria Chassid explains that the goal of Rabbi Yehuda was that since there were Talmidim according to Kerem Biyavne, those Talmidim needed support. This was a fundraising speech. It was a way in which the Balabatim would appreciate the Talmidei Chachamim that were cut to learn in their city. Talmidei Chachamim Shaholchem Me'ir Le'ir. It's not easy to be a fellow who's going from city to city, at least you should support them a little, says Rabbi Yehuda. V'dibar Hashem Moshe ponim al ponim. Amar v'yitzchak amalei kosh baruch l'moshe. Moshe, ani v'ata nazbir ponim b'halacha. We will explain to each other the reasons of the halacha. This is the idea that my rabbeim spoke about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a chelek in the Maseres HaTeira, ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned b'chavrusu Moshe Rabbeinu, and he got Moshe Rabbeinu's feedback. Yigad Ami kach amalei kosh baruch l'moshe, k'shem sheni yizbar to l'cha ponim, kach ata hezber ponim l'Yisrael. According to this approach, he never wanted Moshe Rabbeinu's response, but rather he said, just like I'm explaining well to you, you explain well to Klal Yisrael. Of course, a Rebbe's Koach HaHezber is extremely important. Hachzer Olam Komo, and you should go back and be with them. V'shav al ha-machane, Pasuk says, V'shav al ha-machane, the Pasuk also concludes, and this is going to be important, V'shar se Yeshua ben-Nun, Nar lo yom ha-shmitoich ha-oyel, Amr Yevah Amr la-Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Achshav, Yomru ha-Rav v'kas, V'talmud v'kas, Yisrael matei aleim. Everybody will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and Moshe Rabbeinu is angry. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Imatam achzer olam kol mutav. Vim lav, if you're going to put your place back, great. And if not, Yoshua benun talmidcha misharis tachtecha, v'ayinu l'chsiv v'shav al ha-machane. And Moshe Rabbeinu returned to the machane. Amar Rav Afu b'kein lo yatz hadav l'vatala. Even though, ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to be too demanding and too angry on Klal Yisrael is not going to work. If I'm even Yavin, a tremendous Moser, that if there's too much anger from the role models and the spiritual guides of a family of Klal Yisrael, then in such a case, it is not good. And ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu took that advice. Afal Pikein lo yatzah dover levatollah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's suggestion that if Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come closer to Klal Yisrael, then Yeshua would take over, in the end happened as well. Shenemar Mosharsa Yeshua Benun Nar Lo Yomash Mitocha Oel, and ultimately Yeshua became the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ol Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda Bekava Torah V'darish. Another drush that Rabbi Yehuda had said in honor of Torah was the following. The Pasuk tells us in Devarim Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim Hazen Yesel Hashem Elokecha. Hear ye, Klal Yisrael, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, now you've become a nation to Hashem. V'chiyosa Yom Nitin Torah Yisrael, on that day was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael, V'alosa Yom Sovar Ram Shanaya. Ela, and Rashi Ala Torah says this on that Pasuk as well, in Dvarim Chav Zayin, She'chaviva Torah Lamdeh B'chol Yom V'yom, K'yom Shenitana Mehar Sinai, that the Torah is dear to those who learn it every day, like the day it was given at Har Sinai. In other words, someone who really appreciates Talmud Torah, it's as exciting as a day at Har Sinai. Amar Rabbi Tancham Breid Rabbi Chia, Ish Kfar Akko, Teda Shorei Odom Kari Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. The person says Kriya Shema in the morning and night, V'Arv Echad Eina Korin, and he doesn't say Kriya Shema one night, Doma Kimi Shalol Kara Kriya Shema Me'Ola. It's considered as if he never read Kriya Shema in his entire life. In other words, every night, every day has to be as new. Haskes also kitos vasku b'Torah. You should make haskes could also be understood that you should make yourself into different groups and to be osing Torah. Fisha ein Torah nicknames el b'chabura. You need a chabura. You need a group to become a Torah. Because Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Damar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, my dechsiv. This Gemara appears in Tainus as well, where the Gemara darshins cheref al abadim v'noalu. Cherev al sonim shel talmidei chacham doesn't mean that there's going to be a cherev that is sitting. This is comes from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. There is a sword sitting on top of those who hate talmidei chacham. The yoshim bad bevad v'osukim b'torah, that they sit alone, they're also in Torah, they're not part of the process of the mesorah v'lo od el shem tapshim, become fools. In other words, they make mistakes. Ksiv hacha noalu, because over here the pasuk in Yirmiyahu describes v'no'olu cherev, as well, k'siv hasam, and the pasuk in Bamidbar, asher ner'alnu v'asher chaltanu, Aaron describes the sins. In other words, ultimately they're going to end up in a black place. V'lo'od el shechotim, they end up sinning. Shenemer v'asher chaltanu, Aaron describes not only no'alnu, but also chatanu. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Noalo sarei tzaon." The officers of tzaon are fools. Another understanding of haskes u'shma Yisrael. Hear the Klal Yisrael. Kitatu atzmechem al divrei Torah. You should. The word katatu means to make things painful for yourselves. What does that mean? Kedamar Shlakish, Damar Shlakish, Minayim She'ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin Elabimi Shemaimis Atzmo Aleo. How do we know that Torah doesn't last except for someone who kills himself over it? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by Par Aduma in Parshas Chukas, Zos Hatari Adam Kiyamus Ba'Oel. Only someone who dies in the Oel. In other words, he does everything. He puts his life on the line. He throws his entire life into Torah. Davar Acher Haskis Ushma Yisrael Has. V'achakach kites. Be silent, don't talk too much, and then pain yourself in order to be able to excel in Torah. Kid Rava Damarava, La'olam yilmod adam Torah v'achekach yege. First, a person should review the material, and then achekach yege, and then try to understand it. Don't start thinking, don't start doing iyun before you don't know the actual Gemara itself. Because tomorrow's daf is not too long, Be'ezer Hashem, we're looking forward to celebrating in my sukkah, siyum amaseches brachas. All those who are listening near and far are invited on Chol HaMoed Sukkis. The details we will post on one of the shiurim. Because the finishing daf is quite short, we'll conclude daf samach gimel over here and now go to the halacha section. Remember that we left off about 13 lines from the bottom on samach gimel amid beis. As Be'ezer Hashem, we will be zocha to be mesayim together our first mesechta in daf yomi in Shas. For the halacha component of daf samach gimel, I would like to share with you something that I normally do not do. Usually I say over what my Gedolei HaRabbanim taught me, or with the Gedolei HaPoskim in the Sfarim, right? Here I'd like to share with you a question that one of my Talmidim asked, which I don't believe is discussed in the Poskim, although it could very well be that there's information that I don't have. Baruch Hashem, through the emails that I receive many times, people who listen send to me things that I was not aware of, and I appreciate that very much. But here was the question that a Talmid had asked. He said, I have two possibilities. I can learn in my apartment, and I am unfortunately far away from a Beis Medrash, and if I learn alone in apartment, so then, in such a case, I will get more time to learn. Or I can travel to a Beis Medrash where I'll be able to learn with a chavrusa that will be arranged by one of the community kolalim. What should I do? Rabosa, I think the answer to this question is found in our sugya today. It's also found in the Gemara in Tainis on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara described, our Gemara describes, Haskes u'shma Yisrael she Torah niknis dafka al yidei chabura. And not only that, something even sharper. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said, Mai dichsiv cherev al abadim, that there is a sword. The Gemara describes them as soneim shel talmide chachamim, that learn alone Torah. It seems that the Gemara is driving at the following yisod. It is very dangerous, unwieldy, and incorrect for someone to learn alone. Hence, it is more important, l'niyaz daiti, halacha l'maisa, for a talmid to travel, to be able to learn from talmide chachamim, and with chavrusas, even if the quantity is going to be less, because the quality will be greater. What is the makar? What is the source for this idea? Our Gemara. What's the rationale for this idea? So Marshan Makos Yudam Aleph has a fascinating explanation to our Gemara. It really gets behind the machshava, the rationale behind the Yisr. This can give us a greater appreciation for what Chazal were saying. Marsha points out that in the secular world, knowledge is encouraged as fostering through independent inquiry. However, Torah, Klal Yisrael accepted as a group. Vayichan Sham Yisrael keneged Ahar, I would like to add to the Marsha, ki ish echad, belev echad, it was accepted as a Klal, and of course it's dependent on Masorah. The Marsha says very, very sharply, someone who is learning on his own is learning in the style of the Ovdei Kochavim. He's not connecting himself to the Shalshelas HaMasorah, I would add. He's not connecting himself to Kabbalah's HaTorah. Says the Marsha astutely, the halacha is, and we've discussed this on Daf Nunches, that there is a prohibition for a goy to learn Torah. In fact, the Gemara in Nuntes in Sanhedrin says, "Ha'isik b'Torah, goy that's isik b'Torah is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. A goy is chayiv dafka misa scherif." Says the Marsha, that's why we have the metaphor in our Gemara that he has a sword sitting on his throat, because he's learning Torah exactly in the style of an Ovei Kochavim. A person who doesn't attach himself to a Chavrusa, to the Chachmei HaMasorah, is a person who's learning in the style of a Goy, and that individual is Chayiv Misa, argues the Marsha, the Chiyuv Misa for a Gentile is always a Cherev. So even the metaphor of our Gemara is absolutely perfect.
Mishnah Novos describes Knei Lechachaver. Even to pay someone to learn Bichavrusa with you is something that's important. But without the checks and balances, not only intellectual checks and balances, because that even the Ove Kochavim understand, that the secular world understands. Thomas Kuhn's theory of the development of knowledge, for sure, there's a thesis, an antithesis, and a synthesis, but Torah is something even much more than that. It's not simply a thesis, antithesis, and synthesis to bounce ideas off of somebody, but rather it is the experience of Klal Yisrael, a mini Klal Yisrael. Batei Knesias and Batei Midrashos, the Gemara Megillah describes, are Migdash Ma'at. It takes the place of Migdash that's Kolel, all of Klal Yisrael. Every Beis HaMedrash, every Beis HaKnesses represents the Beis HaMigdash Ma'at, and that is where we experience Kabbalah Satar. For sure, one could learn at home. However, one has to be aware that those who only learn and never alone, never involve themselves with the tzibur, Chazal here referred to them as Sonehem Shel Talmidei Chachamim. They represent the antithesis of what Talmidei Chacham represent in terms of the Shalshelos HaMesorah beginning from Kabbalas HaTorah. This is a small point, but a very, very important point, and it's halacha lemaisa better for someone to travel and learn less time than to simply learn alone in a vacuum. L'aniyas da'ati, it applies to all people of all ages, most definitely younger people, but it applies to all as well. Bezer Hashem, we have some more time for another couple of halacha.